Blog Talk Radio.
Baby, if ever you wanna ride, I'll pull up outside, just you and me. So just tell me when you're ready, baby.
You and me, baby.
We can do whatever you like and more, baby. And only if you get with me, all you gotta do is say it, baby. I need you in my life. I'm so low, I'm confused, I'm nothing, because I need you in my life.
Baby girl, you the best thing I ever had. I fucked up and everything went bad. You ain't happy with me and I ain't feeling right. I'm leaving messages on your phone but you ain't calling back. I'm laying down thinking about where you at at night. I can't do this shit, baby girl, I need you right. When I was chasing you, that's why I let you ride my face just like you do. I wanna love you, baby. We don't need to fight. Let's get it right, damn girl. I need your bite.
Baby, if ever you wanna ride, I'll pull up outside, just you and me. So just tell me when you're ready, baby.
You and me, baby.
We can do whatever you like and more, baby. Only if you get with me, all you gotta do is say you're baby. Because I need you in my life.
You don't know why your homegirls lie to you. They say I'm no good, but they try to holler at you. If I ain't love you, baby, then I let it be. But you my honey, you need to put your trust in me. I know I made you mad, I fought a lot of women. I'm trying to change, baby, that's just a dog in me. The other day your mama told me you sold up. Slept all day in the bed, fold up. I got quiet on my phone, but I froze up. I had a vision that your belly got blown up. I wanna hold you, baby, and never let go. Sleep with me and we can make it out the guest show.
Baby, if ever you wanna ride, I'll pull up outside, just you and me. So just tell me when you're ready, baby.
Me and you, baby.
We can do whatever you like and more, baby. And only if you get with me, all you gotta do is say you, baby. Because I need you in my life. I'm so low, I'm confused, I'm nothing. Because I need you in my life.
I remember nights when I tried to just sleep. Worry about me when I was tricking in the streets. Now the pay change is all on me. I'm getting short of breath, my heart skipped the beat. I'm thinking about you, is you thinking about me? My independent baby, plus she a sex freak. All I had, I can't give it up. To be honest with her, I ain't mean to mess it up. Me and you can take off, let's go. I got a lot of work to do, girl, I know. I'm tired of doing wrong, the shit cuts close. Cause now I see even goons get their heart broke.
Baby, if ever you wanna ride, I'll pull up outside, just you and me. So just tell me when you're ready, baby. We can do whatever you like and more. Baby, only if you get with me, all you gotta do is say you're baby. Cause I can't function
without you.
I'm so low, I'm confused, I'm nothing. Because I need you in my life. I'm so low, I'm confused, I'm nothing. Because I need you in my life.
My nigga Banter right there to start this shit. So Walt, y'all already know, back off in the building. It's your boy DJ Smell So Good, man. How y'all feeling? Yeah, and y'all already know, man, today is my dog, you know what I'm saying? My main man's back on the Blizzard Monday, you know what I'm saying? Goofy Boom! Yeah, it's back out to poking after a motherfucking week. Kind of bullshit is that? That shit's soft. Anyway, he back out, back on the Blizzard, doing what it do, you know, I already know. And let's see, we might have a surprise caller who don't hang around a lot, but, you know.
Don't let me kick you out.
Still love my co-host, you know what I'm saying? Still love my co-host. It's all good.
Fuck
all good. Free advertising,
you,
everything. You know what I'm saying? So,
no, you know what? I swear, like lately, the past like 2, maybe even 3 weeks, I've been going to bed really early. I am so sorry. But hi.
What's up? What's happening? Sitting there getting some old funny shit for the show. I got some other shit I've been.
Been
working on, yeah, little sound bites and all that kind of stuff. You know, some more commercials, some funny shit to make the show more interesting.
Okay.
How was your weekend?
Okay. Good. It was good. As good as can be, you know.
What'd you do? Anything super special?
I'm caught up with friends, really. Friends that I haven't seen in a while. That's probably about it. Nothing too exciting.
Yeah, I just kind of did really too much this weekend. Kind of hung out. Got motherfucking DJ at the club, though. This old punk bitch at the damn club. Motherfucking new only and shit. Now I'm DJing at the club now. And I sell them little drinks and shit, you know what I'm saying? Outside the club. Shit, they don't sell. They sell alcohol. I sell juices and shit. So I've been getting ice, you know what I'm saying? I've been getting ice, you know what I'm saying, before the dude even took ownership of the club or whatever. So now he done took ownership of the shit. He seen me getting ice a couple of times. This ice-making machine now that's filled to the top with ice. This motherfucker going to come down, going to send security and tell me that I can't get no free ice no more. I got to pay for it. I gotta pay for some fucking ice. I have a fucking machine that came with the building. Are you kidding? I said, oh man, that's some whole ass shit. So I let the shit go. So before I left later on, I say, well, just be curious. I say, how much you talking about to fill the bag up? Cause it's a bag now. It's not. I might be able to get, you know what I'm saying, what down the street charge $1.75 for 20 pounds of ice. You know what I'm saying? This motherfucker said $3. I said $3 for a bag of ice? Man, you motherfuckers are smoking crack. Man, fuck y'all, man. That's all good, man. Yeah.
That's crazy.
Yeah, but it's all good, you know.
You're like, yeah.
I still go up there, sell my shit, go down the street, spend $2.75, and put the ice in there regardless. Ice is ice, you know what I'm saying? Fuck, I don't even get that. How you charge for water? You know what I'm saying? Bottled water. How do you charge for that?
They
do, you know what I'm saying? It's like
they
do
the same thing out here, yeah.
Yeah, it's a free commodity, shit that just run freely anywhere. But because you put it in some motherfucking plastic and put a price tag on it, now it man, hell no. That shit, they're crazy.
Yeah.
They're going to get me a motherfucking purifier, throw that bitch in my motherfucking water faucet and keep it moving, make my own bottled water shit. Smelly water.
Yeah.
Let me smell it.
This
water smells good. Bitch, because it's water. Shit. How the hell can water ain't supposed to have a smell to it? If it do, something fucked up.
You're retarded. Other than getting charged for ice, how are you?
How what?
How are you?
What you mean, how am I? I'm fine. Oh, you said other than getting eyes. Oh.
Yeah, other than getting hard for eyes. How are you?
Oh.
You good?
Oh, yeah, just chilling like a villain, you know, chilling like
that's
a...
That's good, baby. That's
yeah,
good.
You know what I'm saying? Miss PC is in the building, Miss Computer Lady. Sending side to you. She says hello, Miss Deep.
Hey, baby.
I
love Miss Computer Lady. I love her. What's up, Miss Computer Lady? Shout out to you.
There's some new shit I'm looking at. Check it out.
Wow.
Yeah, that's the new shit I got coming, you know. That's the new sound bites coming, you know. Working, you know what I'm saying? Working on it, you know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
Working on it. Too much public hell. Right. Like a gay.
I know what you're asking yourself. The answer is yes. I have a nickname for my penis. Called the Octagon, but I also nicknamed my testes. My left one is James Westfall, and my right one is Dr. Kenneth Noisewater. If you ladies play your cards right, you just might get to meet the whole gang.
Hell no.
Wow.
Yeah, I need that one. Nickname
where's Goofy Bone?
He had a late show, actually. I was up late with his ass, man. But
yes, I was on there. I was talking to you in the chat room,
oh,
but you were sleeping.
Damn. Yeah, that tell you how late it was. Yeah, I was knocked out. Man. I barely, you know, I only know how I got on the show, man. I cut the damn computer on when I got in and seen he was on and hit that shit, and then that was it. I was out. I don't even remember what the fucking show was about, what song we played, nothing. Woke up with a computer on, messages all thrown across the damn screen and shit. I'm like, oh, all right,
wow.
My bad. My bad.
That's how I'm feeling right now. I'm so tired, but I stayed up just for tonight's show.
Uh-oh.
I seen it on Twitter about an hour ago, and I was like, oh, I was just about to go to sleep.
What, my show?
Yeah.
Oh. Oh, okay.
Mm-hmm.
All right.
This
let
show.
Me get to you.
I was on Twitter and I was like, just about to go to sleep, and then I seen it and I was like, oh, all right, I'll stay up.
Yeah.
And let's say hello. Excuse me. Oh my God. That's so rude of me. I'm so sorry.
Wow.
I need to adjust my body.
Wow. All I can say is wow.
What the fuck?
yeah, the show's gonna get a lot more interesting. You already know.
I want that. Can you send that to me, Smelly?
Oh, man. You can get it off my soundboard. You have to go to, what the fuck is it? Soundboard.com, and I got a whole bunch of them shits that I've been trying to put together for everybody.
Soundboard,
so everybody,
okay.
Everybody keep asking me. So what I'm going to do is put a whole soundboard together with a whole bunch of sounds and shit so we can all share, and then click one link, and then once you click the link, then you can just download all the sounds right there. And upload
awesome.
Your tracks and shit, too. To the same soundboard, you can upload your singles and shit. Instead of sending them to me in an email, you can go straight to my soundboard and just upload your tracks and shit. But that's for artists, you know what I'm saying? It's going to be cool for artists to be able to use. New shit I'm working with, you know what I mean? New shit. Shouts out to Pastor V up in here, you know what I'm saying? Just stepped into the building. Let me see. I got some Holy Grail music.
Shout out to who? Pastor V?
Pastor V off in the building, yeah.
What's up, Pastor V?
Let me see. No, I ain't got I need to get some Holy Grail music. I need to get
that. You're retarded.
I'm bullshitting now. Get it. I'm going to get it now. You're going, oh, oh, oh. And I'm like, damn, he got it. Yeah, yeah. Yeah.
You're crazy. Anyone ever
yeah,
told
so
you
other than that, you know, I've been chilling. I got this song. I don't know if you heard this song. I'm going to play this song. I don't know if you heard this song.
Okay.
But it sound good to me. It sound new to me because I played it on F-Bomb Radio because well, there was Saturday's show fucked up on me. Damn, the power, the cable got outage or whatever the hell. So when my cable go out, it's the phone, the internet, and the cable. It's all in one. So once it go, I'm on cell phone. So I'm like, damn, ain't this a bitch. So I, you know, shut down the midstream. Shouts out to Ms. Black holding it down on the show. And so we got cut off. So then I had to do a backup show about 30 minutes later. No, by actually about an hour later. And then I did it on F-Bomb Radio. So if y'all looking for a follow-up show, y'all can go check out F-Bomb Radio. Check the archive. You know what I'm saying? It was something retake. I know they retake at the end. So y'all check that out. You know, F-Bomb Radio. Yeah, yeah. This is Straight Loc Records right here, though. New shit. You know what I'm saying? It's the West Coast Gutter featuring the Gutter Boys. You know what I'm saying? And we're going to get to some new shit.
Follow me in the West Coast, making it dope. It's automatic, edit these pro read at homes. Cause yo, like watching me come and go. Push the start button, switch spokes some more. Zoom out the fast lane with the band, little bitch. We like to push and play. Plus, she's the type, yeah, to go both ways. Keep moving that way, kill her phone, not young. Shit, I'm on the left coast tip with a West Coast bitch. She looking dummy thick, shit. Pick her up and hit it quick, then drop the trick because she just a bopper bitch. And you know, that's paper over pussy, man. And every hoe is just a dollar in the dice game. A player's harder than another picket. Then he keep her in his pocket till she running out of luck. And I don't care if you don't like me. White tee, pea coat, and some Nikes. In that double Glock kill, that's all black. That's the reason why you're busy loving on the crack. Block getter, Alan Murph the Hofstetter. West Coast, and we living like some box players. And down the street, and we're going up the track. Straight Loc Gutter. Watching me come and go. Push the start button, switch spokes some more. Look, zooming out the fence lane with the band, little bitch. We like to push and play. Plus, she's the type, yeah, to go both ways. Keep moving that way, kill the phone, not yet.
You know we get it out here in the 408. Switching them lanes on the interstate. North 101, North 680. Exit McKee, make a left on White. That's where you'll find me, making that Gouda with them Gutter Boys. Homeboy, thought you knew this. We get to it, handle that business.
And hoes, cause yo, like watching me come and go. Push the start button, switch spokes and more. Look, zooming out the fast lane with the band, little bitch. You like to push and play. Plus, she the type, get a go both ways. Keep moving that way, kill her phone, not yet.
My Glock is shiny and I got to go. Cruising the streets of Eastside San Ho. Rolling with the Gutter Boys, yeah, it's true. We're all clicking up and I thought you knew. Why Squash hooked us up and now we're making millions. And the way Straight Loc is going, we're on the way to trillions. Can I just calm down now? Got the girlie screaming, now I got the go-bo now. But before I leave, I got to pull a card about my sleeve. God bless me with so many tricks. Something like a Jedi cause I snatch your bitch. And that's how I do it, living on the west. I'm always a villain, no Superman up on my chest. And you know how I get down, where's the blunt? Cause I wanna get high now.
Fucking the West Coast, making it dope. It's automatic, edit these pro read at homes. Cause yo, like watch me come and go. Push the start button, switch spokes some more. Look, zooming out the fence lane with the band, little bitch. We like to push and play. Plus she the type, yeah, to go both ways. Keep moving that way, kill the phone, not yet.
Yeah, y'all already know that's Goofy Bone right there, Straight Loc Records on, you know what I'm saying, doing it real big. Yeah. And that was featuring the Gutter Boys, you know what I'm saying, that was some old smooth shit. We all just got cut off, Miss Tasha Triple X, we have lost her, my co-host. She might call back in, might not, because it is 12 a.m. in the morning in Australia. It is 12 in the afternoon right here in the 81 Trade, Tampa Bay, Florida, baby. That's how we doing it down in Trade for Hillsborough County. Worldwide, going all the way to another atmosphere, man. Y'all don't even know how we do it. We just do it. And but thanks, you know what I'm saying, Miss Tasha Triple H, for at least calling in, you know what I'm saying, representing. You know what I'm saying? Got to catch up on that booty rest. You know what I'm saying? Yeah, go down real big, man. That's how we do it. And I got some news, man, some nutty news. And got some few segments I'm working into the show. I'm actually contacting these people to make this shit actually, you know, legitimate. And, you know, that's how we're going to do. So also check out my soundboard. I got a soundboard coming soon. If everybody or anybody's looking for sound bites and all that kind of shit like that, I'm going to be posting the link, you know what I'm saying? And you have direct access to that. So that's going to be pretty big because everybody been looking for the shit that I've been playing, you know what I'm saying? Shouts out to all the motherfucking smokers out there, man. If you out there smoking and, you know, you're trying to get away because, you know, the infinite. Well, matter of fact, before I turn y'all on to a luxury cruise to get the stress off of you, yeah, let me go ahead and give y'all the proposition that's actually coming into effect.
The world was less like this.
I could use a smoke.
Hey, put that out!
And more like this.
I could use a smoke.
You murderer! I might have children one day!
Smoking kills, unless you kill first. If you're around a smoker, you will die. Smokers may look relaxed and like they're having fun. Don't believe it. Vote yes on Proposition 421. Let's outlaw smoking everywhere, even in people's homes, and allow honest citizens to legally kill anyone who smokes. Let's live in a world without smokers. Prohibition works. Let's prove it. Let's move up the food chain. It's time to smoke the smokers. Vote yes on Proposition 421.
On Proposition 421. We got Pastor V on the line. Pastor, I'm coming right to you. I got to invite all my smokers out to a special cruise. You know what I'm saying?
If you love to smoke, then you know there's no place left in America where you can light up a butt these days. That's why Carnival is proud to offer our new Smokers Cruise. You'll board our luxury liner and be off to, who cares where you go? The point is, you'll be in international waters where you can smoke 24 hours a day for a full 2 weeks.
They let us smoke on the dance floor, at all our meals, even in the pool.
I like all the activities. Smoke alarms, cigar races. Hey, I'm in a bay who smokes unfiltered Lucky.
The Smoker's Crew. Sign up now for regular or menthol. Hey, it's not just a vacation. It's the lung boat.
It's my friend.
No. Please stop. I'm dying over here.
Pastor V is in the building, ladies and gentlemen. Pastor Variance, how are you doing this great, wonderful afternoon? Blessed and unstressed, hopefully. I said all that and I got no response. Wow. Pastor V, you was live on Record of Game Radio, WDGR, home of the Indie Superstars. Hello, hello, hello. Hello? Hello? Oh. Oh, okay. My bad. Thought you had your ears on. I'm sitting there trying to talk to you. I'm talking to my hand, basically. I'm talking to the hand. Talk to the hand. Oh, man. All right, that's all good. You know what I'm saying? Talk to my hand and shit. You know, talk to myself. You know, hey self. Self says, hey, how you doing? Oh man, we live right on Regular Game Radio, man. Send a shout out to my dog Goofy Bone. You know what I'm saying? He fresh out the Pizokie. Y'all already know, boy, that I'm on lockdown just for a little minute, but he out. You know, it's all good. And, yeah, we right here keeping it real, keeping it trill. And I got a little something I'm finna play. You know what I'm saying? I wasn't going to play that, but that shit's commercial. So I'm not going to play that. But, yeah, what we is going to do, I'm going to put you up on some wacky news real quick coming up in about 30 minutes at the top of the hour. That's the top of the hour nutty news of the day. That's my segment. I'm finna start popping off. And I promise you, it's going to be worth waiting for. That is one of the craziest. I got some of the nuttiest news you done heard. I guarantee you ain't heard what I'm finna tell you. So, you know, I thought I had something else up there. I'm trying to play with all my little sound effects and stuff. I got some new stuff coming for y'all, you know. It's going down right here. So, let me get into something inspirational, man. I play inspirational music. So, we're going to get into the inspirational music right here. This is Tiffany Anderson. You know what I'm saying? This is everything. Regular Game Radio. Shouts out Miss Tasha Triple X, co-host. Try Larry Commission, Goofy Bone, Steady J, Baby Powder Fresh. DJ smells so good. Y'all already know. Come on. Shouts out to Tiffany Anderson and fam. You know what I'm saying? Going down real big. Yeah, they jam. Boy, if you ever get a chance, please catch them in concert. They pass hot. That group that's passed hot, certified with 400 stamps on it, and I got the postage. You know what I'm saying? So it's going down real big, man. You know, got a question though. You know. After playing that type of music, is it appropriate to come back with commercials such as?
Let's shake them up together.
Shake them up? What's that?
It's a great new taste of ice cold Thunderbird with grapefruit juice. Just pour the juice in the bottle and.
Shake them up, shake them up, shake them up. Thunderbird and grapefruit juice.
Shake them up.
That's a shake them up.
Wow, totally together.
Thunderbird and grapefruit juice. Shake them up.
Now you get some.
Thunderbird and grapefruit juice. Shake them up.
Wow! Hey, congratulations!
Yeah, man, let's go. This is Record of Game Radio. Don't forget, top of the hour, man. We got your nutty news for the day, man. Going down live 12 p.m. to 2 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. Eastern Standard Day, man. That's how we do it. Tell your friend, tell a friend to check in.
Oh. So I never waste it. A record deal coming soon, I can taste it. I'm the best in the city, let's face it. Boy, I serve all day like a waitress. Take facts out the city, and I replaced it. With Mo, the boy get no. I just sold light, now it's time for me to re-up. Skin and car dread till I'm ready to meet up. I'm married to the game, and I don't need a prenup. 50 pounds on the table, let's heat up. I'm lukewarm, but the boy about to heat up. The boom phone fire, can you turn the AC up? Jumped off the porch at the age of 14. I used to make it down, now I sell the whole thing. I make money. When it don't make me, I'm next to blow. Congratulations.
Lord.
tell y'all something, man. This your boy DJ Smell So Good. Coming to you on some truth real quick. As y'all always know, I bring you the truth. Even if it makes you raise the roof, get mad, knock out a tooth. You know what I'm saying? I put a little question in the chat room because something kills me. You know what I'm saying? I be on my block on 34th and Chelsea Street where y'all can catch me at. You know what I'm saying? Home of the knowledge bowl. I don't hide nothing from you. You know what I'm saying? I put it there. But don't believe nothing, you know what I'm saying, you hear, and half of what you read, or vice versa that, and do the same. You know what I'm saying? I'm just going to put you on the path of understanding, you know what I'm saying, and curiosity, you know. And you got to go in and get curious, you know what I'm saying. You got to dream in order to make it a reality. So that's what I do. I just help and put people on that. A lot of people come and ask me questions because I read a lot of shit. I'm into a lot of shit, you know what I'm saying. So I'm on the block, and I got this book, you know what I'm saying, that I read. It's called The Meaning of Masonry. No, I'm not trying to be no Mason. Hell no. You know what I'm saying? It's just I'm just on the road of understanding. You know what I'm saying? You just need to understand the world. You don't have to be of the world, you know what I'm saying, and participate in what the world is doing. You know what I'm saying? You just need to know what the hell the world is doing. You know what I'm saying? Be in your own world. You know, be your own man or be your own woman. You know what I'm saying? Don't let nobody be nothing for you. You be you. You know, so a lot of motherfuckers be, well, I ain't going to say a lot, but I don't have brothers come up from the Masonic community. Hear me tell some young brothers, you know what I'm saying, about Nephilim and 2012 and, you know, a couple other little subjects that they came and asked me about, you know what I'm saying, that I can put you on the path of. And the only thing it do is make me follow up myself and make sure I'm telling you his truth, you know what I'm saying, which is, it's just a vice versa thing that helps me out, you know what I'm saying? So it don't make me feel like I'm just rambling off and tell you some old bullshit, you know what I'm saying? So, you know, dude heard me, you know what I'm saying? He's like, man, after little young dudes walked off, you know what I'm saying? And they felt like they was fulfilled on what they, you know what I'm saying, learned. You know what I'm saying? They went off. And they left. So the dude gonna sit up there talk to man, you know, nobody don't wanna hear that. You know what I'm saying? They don't wanna wake up on the truth. You know what I'm saying? You gonna keep trying to tell them, but they ain't gonna wanna hear it. You know what I'm saying? They ain't gonna wanna wake up and understand what's really going on. I say, but the thing that kills me is that I'm 31. And when I was 30, I really started reading books. You know what I'm saying? Now, I mean, yeah, of course, I'm educated, so I've read books and all that. But I mean, reading a book means starting at the beginning of it and reading it all the way to the back of it. You know what I'm saying? Not just reading the front cover and then, you know what I'm saying, and the preface and then reading the back cover of it. You know what I'm saying? And now you felt you read the whole book. I mean, reading the whole book and getting an understanding of it. You know what I'm saying? And I started out with Obama's book. That was the first book I ever read, you know what I'm saying? And that was a book written by David Mendel. You know, I think it was called From Promise to Power. Promise to Power, Rise to Power. And it wasn't, you know what I'm saying, it wasn't a book that Obama wrote himself, you know what I'm saying? But it was a book that was wrote by a third party that followed him around, shit. Well, I mean, what better insight can you get on a person than somebody who's dragging around on his leg and shit, you know what I'm saying? And it's an unbiased opinion because it's a white dude, you know what I'm saying? So you ain't getting just the you know, the black rendition of it, you know what I'm saying? And our insight, you're getting a whole nother third party on it, you know, which made it kind of interesting, you know what I'm saying? Because it was a reporter's type of view from it, but then it was kind of a personal, you know, because there was moments that the dude got, you know what I'm saying, was able to be a little personal with Obama and shit. So it was very insightful, you know what I'm saying? So through that, you know, that's when I first started really reading and just getting all into different kinds of shit. I'm always online, so of course, you know what I'm saying? I read all kinds of articles and shit like that, and I know about the Giants and all that type of shit. And I put people on that, you know what I'm saying? So, you know, when I told him that, you know, he was like, nah, man, they don't want to hear that, man. They want to just remain asleep, man. They don't want to. I say, but the problem is, you know, if you don't initiate, you know what I'm saying, the conversation, that person, you know what I'm saying, we all programmed, you know what I'm saying, to live in the darkness now. I mean, even from, you know, you coming out the womb, you know what I'm saying, you are programmed to live in the darkness, you know what I'm saying, to see shit, the Nazi shit that you're supposed to see. You know what I'm saying? So once you become enlightened to me, you should be the motherfucker that's running around the house cutting goddamn lights on. I mean, that only makes sense to me. Instead of you just walking around and looking in the rooms and shit and seeing if there's a light on, there's somebody in there say, hey, turn the light on. You cut the light on and shit. You know what I'm saying? And that's how the knowledge trickle-down effect goes on. You know what I'm saying? Which to me is bullshit. You know, because you're only going to live once on this planet, at least here. You know what I'm saying? And you never know when you're going to die. So why the fuck are you going to die and take the knowledge with you? Share and share alike. You know what I'm saying? Now, if you are talking to a person that obviously can't handle the knowledge that you're passing on to her, of course, you don't force feed no knowledge into anybody because anybody can't handle everything that you say out your mouth. You know what I'm saying? But it should never be a moment that if you can visibly notice a person is seeking knowledge, you know what I'm saying, is asking different kind of pertinent questions that you know nobody just don't normally ask, you know what I'm saying? You should be the first one to be in the forefront and be like, hey, man, let me grab you under my wing, you know what I'm saying, boom, and put you on a righteous path or at least assist you, you know what I'm saying? And then instead of talking about deterrence and shit and don't help other people, you know what I'm saying? Because you got to help others to help yourself. Always believe that. You have to help others in order to help yourself because you can't do shit on this planet by your motherfucking self. Believe that. Try it, and you always fail. So words of wisdom, you know what I'm saying? It's going down. Got some on that same question. Pastor V says, I believe some people, you know what I'm saying, just don't want to see you do anything good, which is true, and she don't agree with them, but you know, truth to one person is not truth to another, which is real. So even if people didn't want to hear the truth, it is still our responsibility to tell them until it sinks in. You're damn right. And thank you. Trying to do a great job, you know what I'm saying, and continue doing what I do. And that's coming from Pastor V in the chat room. If you don't know what I'm talking about, log on to blogtalkradio.com /Smelly, BTR, going down real live. Or you can call in live each and every day. If you haven't been at work on your bicycle, tricycle, rolling out, well, hopefully not a tricycle, but yeah, it can be a tricycle, just an adult tricycle. Yeah, if you're on your adult tricycle, you know what I'm saying? You can hit me up on your cell phone, iPhone, flat phone, whatever damn phones y'all got, Palm Pilots, all that kind of crazy shit out nowadays. You can call me 347-237-5125. I got a P.O. box coming soon. You know what I'm saying? Since Goofy Bone hooked me up with that great idea to receive fan mails and all that kind of shit. We're going to start doing the fan mail of the day. You know what I'm saying? And, you know, people can go ahead and, you know, get their shout outs or whatever, whatever. Worldwide, because y'all know we worldwide. No Florida residents are located on this show except for myself and probably Vice Grip. Shouts out to Vice Grip. And we hold it down. You know what I'm saying? Representing the world through our little community, man. And, that's how we do. Yeah, tricycle. And if you do get a tricycle, because I got one in my garage, I got it free out of the city dump. You know what I'm saying? Thank you, white folks, for throwing away a treasure. One man's trash is another man's treasure. Dude said, I don't want it thrown away. Bitch, yeah, I grabbed that motherfucker instantly. I'm going to throw me two tires on it and a motor. Look into a motor. You can go online, look up bicycle motors. It's a little motor that goes on the back of the bicycle. You probably might even have to take it to a motorcycle shop, a bicycle shop, and get your little motor put on the back of that bitch. Don't do no manual. We in 2009. Get the hell out of that damn thinking. Get into 2009. I'm really in 3009. I'm 1,000 years ahead of everybody. I just can't walk around with my space boots on right now. Come on, fuckers, what the hell's wrong with smell? Yeah, you know I'm saying, but yeah, you know, I'm gonna still turn y'all on to some other extraterrestrial shit, man. You got to do that. You get your motor, and you can get a solar powered motor. You know what I'm saying? Yes, you don't have to go gas. You can go solar powered. You know what I'm saying? You can get your damn solar powered motor, put it on and put the little battery in your basket. You know what I'm saying? Put that on the back of your on the back of your three wheeler. Keep it moving, people. This is the green age. We are in a green age, the era of greenness. We're in the era of recycling and conservation and all that kind of shit. You know what I'm saying? Conservative, because the white man keep tearing shit up. You know what I'm saying? So, yeah, it's all good. You know, he ain't going to do nothing to us but make us rebuild this shit, so which we build it anyway. So, hey, what you going to do, huh? What are you going to do? We're going to get rid of him.
It was 9 a.m. The phone rang.
Commando Pest Eradication. You saw a bug on your child's apple? Code red, boys. We got a live one.
Your home, much like the rest of the world, is infested with unwanted vermin. Commando Pest Eradication will wage war on nature so you don't have to.
Hello, ma'am.
Thank God you're here. I saw a bug in the kitchen.
You did the right thing, ma'am. We'll take it from here. Everything's going to be okay.
Commando Pest Eradication uses only the most lethal chemicals to rid your home of unwanted life. Our team is composed of military-trained professionals that know how to take care of a messy situation fast. After successfully defoliating Vietnam, we've turned our attention to the home front, your home front.
We've got the situation in the kitchen contained, sir, but I found this. Jesus, what the hell is this?
That's my daughter.
Looks more like Viet Cong to me.
Commando Pest Eradication. We kill everything in sight so you feel safer. It's the war on nature, and this time we're winning.
Hey, man, that conversion is so fucked up, but that conversion is so funny. Oh, man. Wow. Hey, look what I found. Yeah, pow. Yeah. Oh, man, that is too crazy, man. Right, right, right. Shouts out to Angel Eyes popping up in here. Angel in my eyes, good. I seen ya. 24-hour mom, you know what I'm saying? That's what everybody should be. You know what I'm saying? I'm a 24-hour stepdad. You know what I'm saying? I'm a 24-hour stepdad. You know, every Christmas and Father's Day, this is what I get. You know what I'm saying?
Life isn't about money or your job. It's about having good friends, a nice car, and nailing as many women as possible. That's why I choose Bouche Cologne. The name Cologne stems from the Roman Empress Agrippina, who'd sleep with anyone. I know. I did. And I'll sleep with you, too. God, I love myself. I smell great.
Bouche Cologne. Get your sperm swimming.
Oh, man, I am too crazy, y'all. Too crazy.
Yo, Django, this is
DJ.
Party time.
Don't forget, another news. Another news coming up at the top of the hour.
Low with it, to the flow 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 with it.
with it, low 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 with it, on the flow with it, low on the flow with it, low on the flow with it, low on the flow with it, low.
He say I got him in the phone. Mama so bad, girl, thick to the bone. I made him catch feelings, now I ain't got a love Jones. He say he love the fact that I work and got my own. I'm a so thought stream, I have to say I can dig it. You can put me on a train like crack, I flip it. They don't put me on the top, be the super C. Got me singing, doing things that I can't believe. Oh, I love the way that he licking on his click. Mama so wet, my juice box trip trip. I wanna get into my world, I'm a hood glamour girl. He say he like to see me on a dance floor clam. I got him so seduced the way I break it on damn. I'm something like a diamond, y'all knew stay shining. No, I'm not a stripper, but the girl about rhyming. Yeah, I'm gonna blow, but it's all about time.
That bitch,
that
fine. That bitch, that fine. That bitch, that fine. Her girl, take it on time. That bitch, that fine. That bitch, that fine. That bitch, that fine. Her girl, take it on time. Low with it, 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 low with it. I ain't never seen a ass that fat. To a show for the lowest, guaranteed to be packed. It's the king of the club, that was super deep back. Where they at? Club rocking from the front to the back. Where they at? On the floor with a hump in their back. Where they at? On the floor when they low like that. Killing that shit and it go like that. Where they at? Club rocking from the front to the back. Where they at? On the floor with a hump in their back. Where they at? On the floor and it low like that. Killing that shit and it go like that. Super D, I'm on the grind, I gotta take the streets back. Do a show for the lowest, guaranteed to be packed. Super D, I'm on the grind, gotta take my streets back.
Right, that's John New and Super D. You know what I'm saying? Shouts out to Super D down there in Palmetto, doing this thing real big. Shouts out to my artists. Check it out on www.myspace.com/John New the Princess. That's JANU the Princess. Or you can hit up at myspace.com/DrakBoysPrincess, DrakBoyz Princess. Or you can send her an email. You want to send her some fan mail or whatever. And you can send that to johnnewtheprincess@yahoo.com. And she will get it. Even though she got like 3,000 fucking emails in there because she don't damn check the shit. And I got to go in there and mention this the motherfucker. But, hey, you know, everything is Peachy King. Yeah. Just to let y'all know, all y'all, you know, it's finna get winter time, all right? You know? I know y'all ain't take care of your shit during the summertime, and that's why half of y'all blew up on the side of the streets and shit. But you got to take care of your car. You got to lubricate your shit.
Welcome to Mel's. That your record told in?
Yeah.
What happened?
I don't know. Just stopped.
Engine seized up on you. When was the last time you changed the oil?
I was just going to do that.
Mm-hmm. Boy, you ever think maybe a car is a living thing?
Huh?
One of God's beautiful living creatures?
Well, no.
Engine's like a big heart. All is like blood. All pan is like a liver. You killed it.
What?
You're an engine killer, boy. You ought to be put away.
Hey, I just...
Engine killer.
Hey.
Engine killer. Engine killer. Engine killer.
I'm sorry.
Right now, dirty oil is poisoning your car. At Jiffy Lube, we know the longer you wait to change it, the more damage you're doing. Come to Jiffy Lube and change your oil now with Pennzoil world-class protection, because you don't want to kill your engine.
Here's your loaner car, engine killer.
This is a tricycle.
That's right.
Jiffy Lube with Pennzoil. Tomorrow, before it's too late.
It's an adult tricycle. Yeah, man, make sure y'all lubricate y'all shit. Get ready for this winter. Sharing some good news, Miss Computer Lady, our very own Miss PC, you know what I'm saying, has got contacted by the Chrysler headquarters in Auburn Hills, Michigan, and they turned her down at first, said she wasn't sure as one of the vendors, and then bam, but according to the rep, something happened with one of the other vendors, and pow, pow, bang, bang, bang. She's now one of the businesses that can display brochures, products, and etc. you know, that other word, the ETC word, Escatris. it's called the Supplier Diversity Event, and it happens every third Thursday in September. Only 200 to 250 vendors are allowed for this event. So you already know. Thousands of businesses trying to get up in there and get them a booth assist. You know what I'm saying? That's real. That's the Lord doing that. Yeah, thank you, Lord. You know what I'm saying? Allow Miss PC to get that spot. Had to boot somebody who didn't deserve that shit anyway. Get your ass up out of there. You know Miss PC need this spot. Move out of the way. Oh, I'm sorry. Sorry about that. Had to boot somebody out of the way for you, Miss PC. You know what I'm saying? I don't know about it. Yeah, coming up 3 minutes after this song, you know what I'm saying? We have, but I'm looking for a news thing, so I ain't got to keep doing that, but I ain't found one yet. And we got the nutty news coming up, so y'all already know how we doing right here. I'm going to play something, you know what I'm saying? This is from my hood now. This is something, you know, my old school probably appreciate this here, though. This is called Judge Reg's It's About Time. You know what I'm saying? Because it's about time, man, for us to wake up. That's real.
Come on.
Just rest.
It's about time for me to make a hit. It's about time to start acting like a man. It's about time.
come together as a people. It's about time for a change. It's about time to start using your brain.
It's about time.
Friends, for the past,
for the dread.
It's about time.
Guys.
Yeah, in a dangerous place. So it goes down real big right here. This is Wrecking the Game Radio. Top of the hour, man. Y'all already know I ain't got my little jingle music. What my jingle music got? Y'all hold on. Got my jingle music coming because we about to get off into wacky news. Nutty news of the day coming from nuttynews.com. All right. All right. Fighting syphilis with Walmart gifts. Yeah. This is Forsyth County, North Carolina. Yeah, it just keeps coming back, people. For more than 60 years, syphilis was largely on the decline. But in recent years, the venereal disease has been on the rise again, particularly in the post-recession South. To stamp down the biggest outbreak the state has seen in years, health workers from that county spent a recent weekend canvassing neighborhoods, asking people to get tested for syphilis and HIV in exchange for a $10 Walmart gift card. Yeah. Look. Yeah. All right. Yeah, y'all like my groove of music, though. I was just bullshitting. I know y'all like my groove and music and everything, you know what I'm saying? And in later news, a 107-year-old woman, get lost, seeks her 23rd husband. Only in Malaysia, a 107-year-old Malaysian woman says she is ready to marry for the 23rd time because she fears her current drug addict husband might leave her for a younger woman. Bitch, you 100, god damn, and 7. Wook Kundor made headlines 4 years ago when she married Muhammad Nur T. Musa, a man 70 years her junior, in northern Terengganu state, with pictures of the couple's wedding splashed across the regional papers. Man, is you tripping, woman? All right, who the gonna marry some damn 107 years? Man, you must got some good ass life insurance. The only way I'm banging them old cobwebs about, you know what I'm saying? You might die on the first try. Bang, bang, give him my 100,000. She lost. Oh man, my bad. I know I'm wrong for that. Oh, man. Okay, check it out. We still live. Yeah, dumbass rapper grabs the microphone during the acceptance speech. Everybody know we're getting sick of this motherfucker here. MTV Video Music Awards, Kanye West gave a performance. Yep, that will never be forgotten at the MTV Music Awards. But unfortunately for him, it had nothing to do with his music. The rapper stormed on stage to unleash an astonishing rant during the acceptance speech by country starlet Taylor Swift at the MTV Video Music Awards last night. I ain't going to read no more on that, but, you know, the 19-year-old singer who was collecting the best female video for You Belong to Me was left humiliated as West snatched the microphone from her hands. All right. Kanye, boy, you don't want to fuck with them country folks now. All right. You gonna fuck yourself up. You don't know now. You act like it ain't. Why? Shit. Let me tell y'all something. Some niggas think we still in slavery, all right? So you better watch out some places that you motherfucking go. The red and the blue states, all right? Shit's divided up for a reason. The blue states ain't nothing to be fucked up with. You know what I'm saying? All the Idaho potatoes and shit, yeah. Niggas don't even eat potatoes like that. We eat french fries. You know what I'm saying? I guess it's the same shit, ain't it? Oh, man, 20 women stomped to death, you know what I'm saying, in Karachi, Pakistan. 20 women waiting to get free flower in the southern Pakistani city of Karachi died when the crowd around them swelled and a stampede began. Muhammad Amin Khan of Karachi Civil Hospital said the death toll from Monday's incident could rise. The flower giveaway was organized by a private group in honor of the Muslim holy month of Ramadan. Damn, that's fucked up. You gotta die to get some flour? Damn. How much we pay for flour in the store, y'all? See what I'm saying? That's some bullshit. 20 women done died over some motherfucking flour that we go and buy. Shit. A big 5-pound bag of flour, what, about $2-$3? That's some bullshit. Y'all better understand that now. Y'all see, this is why I read the world nuttiest news. 20 women got stomped to death for some motherfucking flour. All right. Okay. A body found is likely a missing Yale student. New Haven, Connecticut, just 7 months before police found what they believe is Annie Lee's body hidden in a Yale University building. Damn. The graduate student wrote a magazine article about how the state... That's fucked up. The graduate student wrote a magazine article about how to stay safe on the streets around the Ivy League school. How the hell? The 24-year-old bride-to-be apparently met a violent death in a secure Yale building accessible only to students and staff on what was supposed to be her wedding day. Wow. That's some crazy shit. Damn, now that's some... Wow. Damn. That's crazy. Yeah, I ain't want to talk about... back in the chat room, they talking about Kanye, but I ain't want to talk about Mr. Metal Mouth too much, you know what I'm saying? Yeah, I ain't fuck that nigga, man. Beyonce did win something at the end of the day. Oh. Shouts out to Beyonce, you know what I'm saying? You know, hey, you know, she doing her thing. You know? And every time y'all hear 400 pallets clacking and clanging, y'all already know somebody's at hard work banging. You know what I'm saying? ATL up in the building. Shouts out to both.
What's good?
Hey, y'all already know, man. I've been trying to get this nutty news down, you know.
Yeah.
Get y'all informed, man. Get y'all informed, you know. Put y'all up on some real news.
Oh, I stay watching the news, man.
Nah,
stay reading.
Not that news. I'm giving you the nutty news.
Oh,
it's a little bit different, you know what I'm saying? Shit you don't normally, or probably would never hear. Besides that Kanye bullshit, you know, of course. Yeah.
I don't even entertain that shit.
Yeah, ain't nobody commenting on his ass. Locked your mouth, motherfucker. But you all right. Step up into my wars, nigga. I'm punching in your mouth. Pow! Take that, nigga. Talk on that mic, huh? That was a country girl. She just took her heel off and hit his ass in his motherfucking mouth. Pow! Damn. Take that. Call him a nigga right on stage. Nigga. And then walked off with her award. You know what I'm saying? I would have applauded her for that. Because you was being a real nigga for that. Dumbass motherfucker. Get your ass out of here. Oh, man. Only thing I can tell say to Kanye, you know what I'm saying, was...
Wow! 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 All I can say is wow!
You know what I'm saying? For real. So, ball here, man. What's good in ATL, man? What's happening?
Oh, man. I'm chilling, you know. Everything's kosher. Everything's still the same over here, man.
Oh, that were. How's your weekend? What went down in ATL? Any famous stars came through and threw up on somebody?
I don't know, but I'm surprised I ain't throw up.
Oh, you know, this is the story that I be looking for. And you was that fucked up this weekend?
What did I? I don't even think there's no definition on how fucked up I was.
What'd you be sipping on, man? What's your drink? A drink of poison. What's your poison of choice?
My poison of choice is Ciroc. I'll be on that Ciroc.
But
Ciroc.
Ciroc.
Yeah. It's a
vodka. I heard about that. I ain't drunk. Yeah, I heard of it.
Yeah, I'll be on Ciroc, you know what I'm saying? I'll be on a little bit of Patron. But, you know, I was chilling with my neighbor and shit. So we was sipping on some that old shit, some Paul Masson and shit.
You got some lovely ladies giving you shout outs and high fives from the chat room. It's 24-hour mom, Miss Computer Lady and Pastor Barons, Pastor V, say what's happening.
What's good, lady?
Drink a choice. Uh-oh, Pastor V say that's us and drink a choice, that Paul Masson.
Nah, you know, that's really an old school drink, right? I wasn't, you know, I was just chilling with my neighbor. That's not my preference. But, you know, that shit had you fucked up. You know, that Paul Masson to creep up on you.
Yeah, that any brown liquor. That's why I don't drink. Man, brown liquor, it's that smooth shit. If I want to, you know, be all mellow with a chick or something, or go to a jazz party or something, then I hit some brown liquor, you know, NJ or anything along that line, and that shit there. But Hen and shit, you know, that make you all just smooth. It don't make you get caught. But me, I'm Tanqueray gin, 102 proof black. Gin, you know what I'm saying? Or some Omega 94 proof, almost moonshine. You know what I'm saying? Get crunk. You gotta get crunk.
You fucked you fucked that 151, the Bacardi.
Man, we used to make 151 in the military. You can ask my homeboy. We all got together. You know what I'm saying? In my room one night, and we made Flaming Seven.
Yeah.
Took a little shot glasses. And you take the 151, pour a little shot in there, pour a little Dr. Pepper on top of it, put that bitch on fire, you know what I'm saying? Then blow that bitch out and shoot it. You know what I'm saying? But that, because it's highly flammable. Man, we were so fucked up that we all woke up the next morning and everybody sat around on the floor. Nobody left the room. And how about a motherfucking cup was left on the table by the edge of the goddamn table with everybody's legs ready to kick the table, and that bitch was still on motherfucking fire.
Damn.
It burnt the whole fucking night. Cup just sit there on fire. And bitch, you know somebody got up, blew it out, and drunk it. I'm fucking alcoholic, man. True alcoholic. But you know, that's how the military do you. That's how the military do you. You know what I mean? Shouts out to 419 in the building. You was live on Wrecking the Game Radio. What's happening?
Hey, DJ Smelly. How you doing today?
Oh, what's going down? We got Miss PC live?
How are you?
These voices right. That's what I'm talking about. Y'all hear virtual phone sex? Yeah, live right here on Wrecking the Game Radio. Hold on, girl.
Hey, ballhead. How you doing today?
I'm doing all right.
Wet you down, girl.
What's happening, Miss PC? Miss Computer Lady is in the building. Come to fix our hard drive. You know what I'm saying? Come to fix our hard drive.
Well, I was coming to check on you and show some love, number one.
And
number two, I was going like, don't let those people get to you. I said, they trying to mess with you or something.
Oh, no, you know, I just call them enlightened people, you know what I'm saying? I don't believe in that shit. I study everything. That's why I read 7 different languages, because I just, you know, I don't believe in being limited to nothing. And as I can fluently get them down, I move on to something else. I mean, we ain't nothing but walking computers, so go ahead and absorb everything that you possibly can that's of interest. All the other bullshit, dump that shit out. And reboot your
I didn't catch all of that, but I caught the part when you and Miss Tasha were talking. I'm about some had to pay for some ice and all that. I'm like,
that's at the club. That's at the club I'm DJing. At the club I'm DJing at.
They want you to pay for some ice.
Yeah, because the old man hating and shit, you know what I'm saying? Because he see me talking to the little. See, this is one thing that's bad about our community. Now, this bar that I'm DJing at for years has always been a bar and a lounge. Everybody want to try to turn into a club or whatever. He comes along, and now you got to understand the way our system is set up. Churches are not put up in your community just for worship. Churches are also put up for law, you know, as far as part of the system to prosecute your ass. Because you cannot have certain establishments within 1,000 feet or certain thousand feet.
Of certain
of
properties,
churches.
Including churches. That's
and
right.
And you cannot do it. You can't do certain activities. And that's why they put churches up. That's why you don't see a big congregation and churches look half shut down. But that zoning right there is now set for, you know what I'm saying, them. So if you violate that, you know what I'm saying, it got you. That's how our whole community is set up. If you look at it on the map, it's strategically set up just like that. So they can always prosecute you, you know what I'm saying? And every time they see an uprising, they put a church there. If it's a big drug selling going on, what you see, first thing you see pop up is a church. Not a police substation, a church. Because they can now they can put the limitations up, and now they can hit you with big felonies because you're now in operation of a church, or you'll see a daycare center pop up. You either see that, a daycare center, or you'll see what the other little shit is? A little YMCA type deal. Yeah, like little YMCA. Little recreation. You'll see that pop up. Every time. And if you within, and like now, right across the street from the club, they just open up an adult school. Next to the adult school is a residence that they just built, a set of apartments that they just built. And then probably about two buildings down from that is a senior citizen home. You boxed in.
Interesting outlook on that.
You boxed in. It's no way you're going to be able to do it. You know what I'm saying? They built that purposely, and that was never there before.
Mm-hmm.
None of that shit was never there before.
Mm-hmm.
So what would make you just want to, on a busy avenue, too, why would you put an apartment complex in a school, even though it's an adult school, but it's on a busy avenue, on a main thorough street. 40th Street is a main thorough street. It's like, I don't know what y'all big avenue would be, you know what I'm saying, like Atlantic
mm-hmm.
Boulevard. Just a major boulevard with a lot of heavy traffic. So why would you, you know what I'm saying, put double up traffic already on that? So they
right.
can stop what the black man doing.
Saying.
They see what you're doing, black man. They see you. You know what I'm saying? You ain't incognito. Not Negro. Not incognito. You ain't incognito. They see you. You know what I'm saying? You ain't doing nothing new under the sun. And all they finna do is for every action that you're doing, they finna put up an opposite and equal reaction. So when you get your little girls pumping, thank you. Now, thank you, and they're going to snatch that from under you. You know what I'm saying? And either they're going to do the same thing, or they're just going to shut it down, and or going to find the hell out you, you know what I'm saying, and make you revamp your whole system. And now you
well,
have to take
well,
it back to what it originally was, just a
well,
bar and a light.
There's always, right, there's always, and I'm not going to be long, well, the zoning, you always got to check to see what the zoning rules, regulations, and laws are number one.
I'm telling you. And they're going to always
that,
change.
That gives you a heads up. And I don't know if, well, you probably have them. I don't know if you've heard of hub zones before.
Yeah.
Okay.
You got flood zones.
Yeah, and if you're wondering why a lot of what you just mentioned is on there, it's because one of the rules of if you try to have an establishment within a hub zone and you put in the language in the application, let's say if you are a business or if you are property owner or the like, if your purpose is to help the community that's considered under those whole hub zone rules, underrepresented, trying to help relieve poverty and all of that, if you can prove that in the language and in the site visits and all that, and if they grant you access to that, then that's why you're going to see those particular types of buildings pop up. Now, when they follow through on what they put on the application, that's a totally different story.
Damn.
I wasn't trying to stop you or anything.
What it say on paper is one thing.
That's right. How is that now? See, what are your actions?
Yeah.
See, your actions are truly going to show.
It is real. It is real. Because I got a mobile truck license, and it tells me I can sell anything. So, hey, I'm selling anything that's in a package.
Uh-huh.
But then that still tell limitations. You know what I'm saying? It ain't like, you know,
yeah,
I can ride around
with
it
in a
package.
You got to be aware. Right. You got to be aware of those limitations.
You got to be aware of, you know what I'm saying, your limitations.
Uh-huh.
People
that's
take it
true.
To the extremes, though. You know what I'm saying?
That's
you got
true
license
as well.
To say everything. They think it's everything. everything that's for retail.
No.
I bought the pound. See, I had bought this pound. I'm just reselling it for a face value. No. No, sir. That's not what we're talking about. That license doesn't cover that.
And see, did you get the knowledge behind all of that before you even thought of selling that?
Hey, well,
But anyway, again, not going to hold long. And I also want to say thank you for the congratulations. I said, I had to share that.
Definitely. Hey, how I can get some products out there? I mean, how when this popping off? I need to get me over. Oh, my mixtape or something out there, my artist poster or something. You got the booth locked down now. That's called exposure. I need to be hooking up with you and networking.
Hey, it's a free event. Come on up. Let me just quickly summarize. Chrysler and a lot of auto companies have what's called supplier diversity. And I had a show regarding that Saturday. So for those who missed it, they can catch the archive. Miss Computer Ladies Show, you can do a search on blogtalkradio.com. But anyway, Chrysler has their annual third Thursday in September supplier diversity event. You have thousands upon thousands of businesses who try to apply to have booth space for this event because, yes, it brings exposure, but it also brings opportunities to gain contracts, to gain bids, and those opportunities try to become a supplier for Chrysler or even a subcontractor for one of their suppliers. And you have that chance to display, you know, what you are made of as far as your business is concerned, your organization, but it's mostly business. And there's usually only 200-plus booth space available, but you got everybody applying from Canada to Texas to California to, you know, Florida, Alabama, Georgia, all of that. So, you know, think just on average how many small businesses are in a particular state or a particular region, and all of them are trying to apply for so little amount of booth space for this event. And if you're one of the ones who are chosen, you meet the qualifications, then, I mean, the door is wide open. And it's a free event, too, and it's free to attend. What I could do in the chat room, I could put the link if anybody wants
this,
to.
But where is this actually at?
This is actually at the Chrysler headquarters in Auburn Hills, Michigan, which is a suburb of Detroit, Michigan.
Okay. And where are you at?
I'm in Toledo, Ohio. I'm an hour and a half away.
Oh, you
traveling?
Okay, that ain't bad. Oh, hour and a half. Shit, that ain't nothing but a.
Yes, hour. Hour and a half away. Yeah. Yeah, and there's certain criteria, you know, to meet and all of that. So what I'll do, again, I'll put the link in the chat room. It's their actual, I think it's their actual IP address. But once you click on it, it takes you right to the page where you can register as a visitor because if anybody wanted to be an exhibitor, that deadline is passed. But if you want to visit, you have to register to visit, and a good number of these supplier diversity events, you have to make sure you register because they have, you know, their rules and regulations they have to follow. And for Chrysler, it is quite strict. I mean, you got to follow the rules to a T, even to just visit to come to the event.
Right. Let me explain. All right, then. Shout out to Miss Computer Lady making them super duper contact on what time it is. So that's how
pray
to set
me.
My game up. So,
Pray for me.
Hey, Lord, please bless Miss Computer Lady. May she get this contract and everything she needs to excel successfully beyond her dreams. Beyond her dreams.
Thank Amen. You, DJ.
So
love you.
That's a worldwide prayer. Now it's gonna be in the archive, so it's gonna keep going every time you need it.
Hey. Thank you so much.
Yeah, as a matter of fact, every time somebody listens to the archives, bam, that's the prayer that went back out again. You know what I'm saying?
Oh, yeah.
Power of virtuality. That's the power of virtuality.
Power, yes. Well, I'm going to let you go. I'm going to put the info in the chat room. I love everybody. Hey, in the chat room, who's ever in there again?
That's real. I'm finna play a little song before I get back. I got a couple of more things I want to read up, y'all, you know what I'm saying, and put y'all up on game on. So, you know, this is just for all my white folks out there. You know, I represent for the white folks, too. So,
you a mess.
You know, all my white folks out there, you know, shouts out to you. You know?
I don't know who these black guys think they are walking around here with their pants down looking like Snoop Doggy Dogg.
Coming back with your nutty dude, man. Right here live, Record the Game Radio.
Get up on this truck. I'll show you how to do it. The Buford McGee style. Here we go. Now check this out. Hell, I'm riding in my truck on this Tuesday night. Riding down by tea, trying to start a fight. My name is Buford. I'm from Alabaster. I'm a low-down, two-two, back, 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 road tie. Road tie. Right. I'm an Alabama fan for the rest of my life. I'm the man, my name is Buford, y'all, and I'm the goddamn king at the trucker's ball. Road tide, road tide, road tide, road tide, road tide. I'm Buford, I'm the man of your dreams, by the way, who? Martin Luther King, and now Elvis, you know he's the king, the goddamn hell, I thought he had a dream. Now don't tell my heart, my achy, breaky heart, I just don't think they'll understand. Whoa, road tide! And if you tell my heart, my achy, breaky heart, I'll roll over you in my goddamn truck, man. Alabama fan for life, road tide! Road tide! Road tide! Road tide!
DJ smells so good.
Don't nobody know about this here record, but that old
Record of Game Entertainment.
Cool, all right. You ready for it? Check this.
Pimp and Hooker. Catch Acorn Staff in Third City. Yes, back in the damn news. Man, I wish they'd shut this fucking organization down. This is too crazy. In New York, the scandal surrounding the left-wing activist organization Acorn has spread to New York, with employees at its Brooklyn office caught on video helping supposed ladies of the night get loans for their dream houses of ill repute. Rather than reminding the women that prostitution is dangerous and illegal and advising them to change their careers, counselors at the social services group shockingly offer suggestions on how they can launder their earnings. Man, I'll shut that shit down, man. All right, fuck that. That's backed by your government. That is your government's baby right there. Fuck Acorn. You know what I'm saying? You feed them bitches to a big-ass squirrel. All right, and we all the way in Amsterdam, man. Apollo Moon rocks lost. Wow, how the hell you do that? The discovery of a fake moon rock in the Netherlands National Museum should be a wake-up call for more than 130 countries that receive gifts of lunar rubble from both the Apollo 11 flight in 1969 and Apollo 17 3 years later. Nearly 270 rocks scooped up by U.S. astronauts were given to foreign countries by the Nixon administration. But, according to experts, the whereabouts of some of the small rocks are unknown. Hmm. All right. Well, check this out. This is in Vienna, Austria. Man, we all be in Austria, y'all. We take this thing worldwide. We worldwide, y'all. I'm telling you. Man crushed. Oh, Pastor V. Pastor V, you ain't going to want to hear this now. I might have to read the whole article on this one. Man crushed while going to church to thank God. Yes, Vienna, Austria. A devout, oh, well, that kind of explains it too now. A devout Catholic. I'm just playing, y'all. Just fucking with you. A devout Catholic who popped into church to thank God for his rescue from an elevator was crushed to death by an 860-pound stone altar. Man, please, bro. No, man. All right. Gunther Link, 45, was a very religious man and had been scared when he was trapped in an elevator and prayed for release. A short while later, he was pulled out of the elevator and he went straight to the church to thank God. He seems to have embraced a stone pillar on which the stone altar was perched, and it fell on him, killing him instantly. Oh, wow. Wow. I told y'all this is nothing new. Told y'all, y'all got to be ready for this. If you ain't ready for this, hey, I'm telling you, this is, you know, this is what it do. All right. Y'all just put your seatbelts on now. Just keep your seatbelts on. Wow. All right. Got to know. Here we go. We're in Salt Lake City, Utah. We're in Salt Lake City, y'all. Men stabbed during urination dispute. Two men were stabbed in Salt Lake City's Pioneer Park during an argument over one of the men urinating on a tree. Salt Lake City police responded to a report of a stabbing about 7:30 p.m. at the park, where they found a man who was stabbed once in the back. Witnesses told the police a man became angry when another man was urinating on a tree in the park. Hey, use the bathroom. They're right over there. Oh, man, so y'all better watch out. Y'all just be pissing the public, man. You might get your ass stabbed in the back and shit. So people are conscious about that. Oh, man, that is too crazy, man. And please log on right now to blogtalkradio.com/smellybtr. You know what I'm saying? And click on the link in the chat room. And, yeah. And you will be able to visit the Chrysler Supplier Diversity Matchmaker event. Or you can probably Google Yahoo that, and it'll pull up the same website if you don't have time to go here. And you can get more info on the website. All right. Y'all go and check that out. Support that. That's real. All right. Here we go, y'all. Here we go. Take deep breaths. I know it gets better, though. It gets a lot crazy. All right. Here we go. Teen tossed from train loses leg. Oh, I feel it in my leg already. We in India, y'all. We in India. New Delhi, India. Doctors had to amputate the leg of a 13-year-old snack vendor. The hell? Who was thrown off a moving train after he reportedly did not have enough money to bribe a guard. What the fuck? Part of Muhammad Sahulodahakawong, big fucked up name, leg was removed below the knee after it was badly damaged after the fall, said Amit Lahore, one of them crazy names, a railway police superintendent. According to published reports, the suspect allegedly hurled Salahuddin off the train in anger because he did not have 20 cents to pay in bribes for selling snacks on board. God damn, India off the chain. I ain't going to India. Fuck y'all. Kiss my ass if you're a tourist. I don't need you. That's just one place I won't be fucking around with. A motherfucker get thrown off a train for 20 motherfucking cents for selling snacks? Damn, you should have gave the motherfucker like three bags of chips and shit and kept it moving. Damn. Shit done lost his life, and now y'all ain't, well, let's see. Look, y'all. The stolen article I'm going to actually go into, because it involved a 13-year-old boy, and that was some super fucked up shit. So, I don't read all the articles, but we're going to have to read the rest of this. Which, shit, there ain't even too much more to it. Okay, so, according to published reports, the suspect, hurled him off in anger because he did not have RS-10, I guess that's their money, or 20 cents in American money to pay in bribes for selling snacks on board. The arrested constable has denied these allegations, but he indeed has been found to have thrown the boy out of the train. Lode Hard told CNN. The guard was sent to jail Sunday for the incident, which took place in India's Bihar state. Officials said he faces attempted murder, among other charges. In August, Indian Prime Minister Manmohan Singh admitted his country was faced with pervasive corruption. Shit, I have motherfucking say. And the malice of corruption, soul sapping of our efforts to march ahead as a nation, should be treated immediately and effectively, Singh warned. All right, okay. See, that's why you got to read, into certain situations. Because, see, I was finna totally write y'all motherfuckers off. Because that sounded crazy as hell. Like, y'all ain't do shit, about it. But reading into the article, and reading this fundamental, that's what you would get out of it. So, they did do something. That is true, bitch. That is attempted murder, bitch. You get the little man got his half his life fucking taken away now. If any part of you, your body is taken away, that's a part of your life that's being taken away. If you take your fucking head off, what they doing? Taking your life away. So any part of your body is a part of your life. It's a part of your life force. You got to understand that. That's what being a 5-point human being is. You got life forces, Each part of your body is a life force. You need each one of them to survive and to carry you on throughout your mission in life. You lose one of them, you can still roll, but you're going to be rolling a half mass, So, there we go. That's the full article on that. All the way in India, man, Wow. Wow. It really goes down. Yeah, no problem, Yeah, if anybody needs prayer, too, you can call 347-237-5125. I ain't asking for no tithes or nothing, We got free prayer on this network. That's how we do it, Yeah. And, what else we got? Damn, this is some new shit. We got this just in. This is just in. Two elite skydivers die after shoots get entangled. Oh, man. In Lodi, California, two members of an elite skydiving team were killed when the parachutes got entangled at 6,000 feet doing a group jump in Northern California. Bill Doss, the owner of the parachute center near Lodi, says the men were part of the Red Line jumping team, an 8-member, well, now 6-member, My bad. That was a low blow joke, y'all. My bad. Hey, apologies, y'all. My bad. Didn't mean to do that one. An 8-member group that was practicing for the U.S. Parachute Association National Skydiving Championship next month. Damn. Sorry. Apologies to the family, man. Apologies to the family. That was one of y'all cousins or something. My bad for that one. That was a dirty joke. That was a dirty joke. Any responses? Okay. No responses from the chat room. I'm cool. All right. Oh, man. We in France, y'all. Damn, we all across the world, man. We in France. Train narrowly misses a sleeping drunk teen. We might have to read. No, he old enough. We ain't going to read no more than that. Yeah, he was drunk. A drunk French teenager narrowly escaped death after falling asleep on a railway track and slumbering undisturbed as a high-speed train roared over him, police said. Yes, roared over him. The 19-year-old, whose name was not released, remained fast asleep, face down on a stretch of track near St. North in southern Brittany as the Quimper to Paris train passed, leaving only a few grease stains on the back of his jacket. Wow. Yeah, we got to read more into that, y'all. We got to read some more into that. Ain't that some crazy shit? Damn. The driver saw the body laying on the tracks and slammed on the brakes, but was only able to stop a few hundred meters further on. So this bitch was still underneath the train. Damn, hold on. I still got to go into this. Yeah. So, they're saying, yeah, for it was his unconscious state that saved him, really, as he lay there completely still like a dead body, said a spokesman for the local police officer, police force, adding that the clearance under the train is only around 20 centimeters. According to the spokesman, the teenager was making his way back from the St. North Music Festival when he stopped to take a nap on the railway line. Roused by police and firefighters who attended the scene, the young man gave a one-fingered salute before rolling over and going back to sleep. Damn. He was subsequently transferred to a nearby hospital where police say he is still recovering from his alcohol binge. And he's not really aware of what happened, said the police spokesman. God dang. Now, that's some drinking now. Yeah, no, you know why his name wasn't released. You know what I'm saying? They don't want to embarrass their goddamn country like that. They embarrass an ass motherfucker. Probably one of their sons or something. You know what I'm saying? Probably one of the police sons or one of them official sons. That's why they don't want to release the name and shit. He come from the down. He laid his dumb ass. Fucking Chad Savinsky. Laid your fucking dumb ass on the tracks. Oh, man. That is world news for you right there, people. Whew. All right, we're back. Teen charged after emergency run to McDonald's. What the you mean? Okay. In Newcastle, Indiana, a state police trooper became concerned when he saw what appeared to be an emergency vehicle with a flashing red and blue strobe light driving south on heavily traveled in whatever the hell three. Then the truck's emergency run came to an abrupt conclusion when its driver and passenger reached their destination. The McDonald's restaurant. The emergency, it seems, was a late night run for fast food. Hell no, nah, I know these motherfuckers. Hold on, man. These motherfuckers got arrested too. We got to read more into this. Cause if y'all see this white dude, y'all got to go to nuttynews.com, man. Or y'all can go to the starpress.com and click on Teen Charge after emergency run to McDonald's and y'all will see this, man. This is crazy. So the trooper found the truck's occupants, driver Brian Cole, 19, and passenger Terry Reindress, 20, both of the New Greater Newcastle area, were not emergency personnel. Just two guys with a red and blue light. Yeah. Cole lives at the 3400 block of East Henry County Road 500 South and first told the trooper he was from the country. And he was allowed to do more out there because, hold on. We read this in the words of Cole. Brian Cole, ladies and gentlemen. I'm from the country, and we allowed to do more out there because it's more lenient where we live. The court documents indicated that, y'all. Yeah. It reads on. When that stranger in a strange land defense proved ineffective, Cole told the officer that, well, all the kids put those kind of lights in the front window of their vehicles, and he ain't think nothing was wrong. Well, I ain't think nothing was wrong, report said. Yeah. Cole will get an opportunity to share his theories again on September 29th on his birthday. Yeah, when he turns 20, because he's rescheduled to appear before Henry Superior. What the hell is that? Henry? Oh, I guess that's the judge. Henry Superior Court 2, Judge Bob Witham, for an initial hearing on a charge of impersonation of a public servant, a Class A misdemeanor, carrying a maximum 1 year jail term. Damn. And he's also charged with 2 traffic infractions, following too closely and driving with red and blue lights. Damn! Passenger is also charged with impersonation of a public servant in his case in the court the same day. Oh, man. That is too crazy, man. Oh, man. That is too crazy. Oh, we got some comments down below. Let's read on to some comments. This comes from somebody. It says it may be too late for this response to bust, but here you go. The man impersonating a cop just to get to McDonald's is just plain stupid. Give the man full time in jail, no suspended sentence. The man got in the wrong line when the conductor said trains or brains. you got another one. What nobody around the defendant's guy? Guess if he was speeding to get his kids some Happy Meals and was tased in the process, all those dope dealing defenders would be out and in force justifying this moron's actions. I can hear them now. Oh, he's such a good guy, risking other people's eyes just to feed his kids fish or bait. Oh, man, you got one last one, man. Just looking at this guy makes me want to punch him in the face. You can see the cloud of stupid floating around his head. Every time I read the Muncie Papier, I find one more piece of evidence that supports my theory about the general population surrounding Delaware County. The theory being that the collective IQ in that area is substantially lower than that of the rest of the state. I mean, seriously, did Borg Warner and New Venture dump a bunch of chemicals in your water or something? Or is it just a coincidence that there are so many dumb people there? Am I the only one that noticed? Damn. That's crazy. Another comment. Yeah, there goes. There go violence. That's the answer. When you read about you attacking someone and acting the same, all right, this guy is bad, doesn't it? No one posting on these ever seems to make mistakes. Oh, shut the hell up, sensitive mother, whoever that is. Freaking sensitive people out there. If you did some dumb and dumbass shit, that's just dumb. You don't fucking ride down the street, you know. If you anybody seen red flashing blue lights, what the hell you think? I don't give a damn if they in a Ronald McDonald van. You're going to get the fuck out of the way. You're going to think it's the damn police impersonating Ronald McDonald or some shit. Who knows? That ain't your judgment. You know what I'm saying? If you on a bicycle and you see some motherfucking red and blue lights flashing real fast, what you going to do? You going to pull over and get the hell out of the way. So, you know. But it's all good, man. Hey, people do what you do. That's real. 7 minutes left. We're going to get into one more. You know what I'm saying? One more jam here. You know what I'm saying? And I thought I had let me see something real quick for y'all. It's my Because I had a couple of questions I had wanted to ask y'all ladies, you know what I'm saying, real quick. Yeah. Where is it? I don't see it. Let me go. Let's see. It should be on here, though. Where are you? Okay. We're going to do a refresh real quick. Let's do a refresh. Bling, bling. And it should be there. All right. Breath. No, I got a question. I want to ask just real quick. Get this out of the way before I go into this song, you know what I'm saying?
Hope I'm not disturbing you, but I saw you from across the party, and I don't usually do this, but I felt compelled to tell you something. You have an absolutely breathtaking hiney. I mean, that thing is good. I want to be friends with it.
Try. Is it ever reach so cold? Is it ever with so cold? I got a good old. And now you gotta struggle no more. I got a mad at me. It's too mad at me. I got a mad at me. It's too mad at me. Boy fresh, hand on tech. Keep a bad bitch, got sex on deck. Ride in the whip, they ain't even seen yet. That's a 2012, man, how you get there? I'm about my business and I'm about my spinach. The watch sick again, I gotta take it to the clinic. The band got a fever and the vessel got the colic. Ain't nothing but pneumonia, give it antibiotics. My charm's so icy, like a ball. My chain's so heavy, the haters don't like me. You can get it, I get it if you gon' stack your paper. Save it at my wrist so cold. Pocket full of G's, I'm a dog, yeah, nigga, hoes on me like fleas. Flat full of Tropicana Kush, I ain't fired up yet. My hustle gang got these haters high, love scared. I ain't trippin', need more haters, matter of fact. I ride with the five for niggas who wanna jack. Hit the strip club, hoes to my click, get live. I don't make it rain, or I'm category five. Know some real niggas with the pounds in the pie. You motherfuckers mad, I can see it in your eyes. Now, is it that my wrist so cold? Is it that my whip so cold? Is it that I got a good old? I got a mad at me. It's too mad at me. I got a mad at me. It's too mad at me. First thing first, fresh that you bitch nigga free. You would never catch you where a bitch nigga be. Blood type G, play a hater negative. Like it ain't on my job, that's a motherfucking negative. Walk with a swagger, sharp as a dagger. Tell her how it is, I ain't never been a bragger. The poor well kept, see for yourself. Different barrel kicks every day that I sell. Might be some nice, might be some gators. I like what I'm saying and you might be a hater. White navigator, V10 engine. White paint sitting on a whole lot of inches.
thought the song was longer than that. My bad. All right, check this out, y'all. We got the late breaking news coming out of Australia. Yes, the brothel open day attracts a big crowd. I'm pretty sure. Open day at Toowoomba's first legal brothel was a surprisingly laid-back, almost family occasion. Husbands, wives, friends, and grown children stopped in at Deviations to satisfy their curiosity. Many impressed with the quality of the establishment and its discreet street frontage. By the end of the day, about 1,000 people had passed through the door. Wow, that's crazy. I don't know where Goofy at, man. You know what I'm saying? He had a late night last night. And, yeah. But shouts out to NettyNet representing hotels.com. Shouts out to Miss Soul Poetry in the building. You know what I'm saying? Y'all know how we do it right here live. It's Regular Game Radio. And shouts out to my dog Ballhead. You know what I'm saying? Ballhead, we got 1 minute left to the show, homie.
Oh, yeah,
appreciate you coming through. And y'all already know how we do, man. I got one more to read, though. Check this out. This shit come out in the UK now. Two women stripped down to the underwear and jumped into the River Plym to rescue a late-night fisherman. The passerby in their early 20s jumped into the water at the Lower Bridge to help the man after he got into difficulty around 11:10 p.m. on Sunday. Fire crews from Plym Stock and Greenback, as well as police and the ambulance service, were called to the scene at Prince Rock. When we got there, the man was almost crouching in the water. It was knee deep, said Plym Stock Fire Station Watch Commander. Two women had stripped to their underwear and were in the water looking after him. It was an unusual sight. The crews used a triple extension ladder and dry suits to rescue the fisherman, who was in his 50s, from the river. Nobody was injured in the incident. The two women did a great job to go in there, said Watch Commander Hill. They could have stood on the side, but they got in and helped him out. It was quite a heroic action. All righty then. I bet you he felt really warm, nah. Hey, ball here, Miss Nettie Nett, say shouts out to you, you know what I'm saying? Yeah, right here, like, that's Texas all the way up to ATL, you know what I'm saying? That's how we do. Officially live off L, you know what I'm saying? This was My Main Man is back on the block Monday, you know what I'm saying? My dog Goofy Bone is back up in the building, and Trilateral Commission is back complete, man, so we back on our networking feet, doing what we do, you know what I'm saying, to bring heat to the industry. And it's all about the ND Stars. Y'all already know, man, where we are. 347-237-5125. And check me out daily 12 p.m. to 2 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. Tell a friend, tell a friend. Save me as a favorite so you can always check me out. You can hit me up on Twitter, MySpace. I'm on everything. Look up Wrecking the Game Entertainment or DJ Smell So Good, and you will find me. And you already know my outro song, baby. Oh, wait a minute, I forgot. We have to say the Pledge of Allegiance. Oh, yeah, I forgot, y'all. We have a new segment where we out the show like this.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.